Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football has some great games. We've had today Antonio and now Michael Jackson. You know what that means, right?
It's Friday.
It's officially Friday. Jeremy, I've become sort of like you since I've moved in terms of enjoying staying home. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more I love than opening my front door, flopping my butt in my living room sofa, either watching TV or playing Madden and kind of just like doing my thing. Weekends I'll have Robbie. I love it. And this is a weekend that's made for that kind of living. Because college football is off the chain and it begins tonight. That Louisville-Miami game I think is going to be a barn burner.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm on the Miami side of it. I know you and Lee kind of talked about it, but I think the reason I don't have this listed as like one of my favorite plays today is because I think the number's right. It's a Friday night where you got Miami, and I look at it, I think they're very battle-tested. My concern of this game is Miami getting up by 20 and then giving up some late scores that don't matter if that comes into play. But they can't take their foot off the gas pedal. Right. Miami has a chance to do something special this year.
Do you like the U being back? Or do you think the U is back?
I think they're back now. They have two bookend pass rushers that are fantastic, playmakers on offense. I love their running game. Look, I like Carson Beck. I know a lot of people don't like him, but
he was an ass in Georgia, but he's all right now.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
I don't know what his NFL hopes are, but he's a good college player.
See, I hate when people, when you're enjoying watching college football, someone says, you think he's back in the NFL? I don't care. He's playing good college football. I don't care whether he can or not. Let me enjoy the game. The reason why I ask you, do you think the U is back? I think Miami's a good program, good team. That's not the U.
Oh, I get you. Okay, that's fair.
That's not the U.
I mean, the players started coming back. You saw Michael Irvin over there. God knows what he was on, banging on that damn drum and what wheeling at. I don't know what the hell. Going down. Yeah.
Michael Irvin is, I mean, he's like a rock star. No matter what he's done, he's still living.
Yeah.
And you know he's done a lot, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
he's still living. You said you like the Oklahoma-South Carolina game. Why?
Because I like South Carolina at home. I think Oklahoma is a little overrated, and people wanted to talk about them. Now, Mateer's back, which is good for them, but people want to talk about them like they got to this level, and then they do this every year, right? And if you're an Oklahoma fan, you know it. I'm not crapping on them. I like Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I just feel like this is a spot where South Carolina's a live dog. I think it's too many points on the road after having the disappointing game. Like some people go, they had a disappointing game against Texas. They're going to bounce back. Yeah, it's easier to bounce back at home than it is to go in a tough environment. And you know South Carolina is a tough environment.
Now, Jeremy, I'm going to throw you a curveball with this one, man. I'm going to throw you a curveball. And I know I can because you're like me. You watch all these teams. To me, Duke is the greatest case study of the ACC. You know why?
Why?
Duke is 3-0 in the ACC. They're 4-2 over. 3-0.
How are they out of conference?
They host Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Duke is 3-0 in the ACC, and they lost in New Orleans to Tulane.
Yes.
That is the greatest case study of the ACC to me.
So here's my thought process on this, because if you look at this game, I want Georgia Tech to win the ACC so bad.
Why is that?
Just because I love their coach.
Even over Miami?
I mean, I would like to see it, just because I like Haynes King. I like Jamal Haynes, or if you want to do the Wheel of Fortune before and after, the Jamal Haynes King, I like it. I like the way that coach talks about his players and how his players talk about him, former offensive lineman. But herein lies the rub, and I wish Ed was here to hear this. You know Duke is favored in this game.
Yes.
And I've said this before. It hits at above a 70% clip. When a team that's in the top 25 goes on the road and they're an underdog, the underdog usually fails. The team in the top 25 usually loses. And we saw this happen last week with, Cincinnati beating Iowa State, or a couple weeks ago. You see it happen all the time, and this is one of those spots. We should have had it in Louisville, Virginia. That's one it didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
But Louisville gave up two defensive touchdowns in the game, and it went to overtime. And they lost the game outright. But I like Duke in this spot. I like Darius. I love the quarterback there. By the way, every single game this year, he's thrown for at least 270 yards and two touchdowns.
Before we get out of here, because I know Mensa. Fritz is listening, and my man Sean Burke may be listening as well, tell me about Tennessee visiting Alabama at Bryant Denny Stadium.
Some people are going to look at that number and think it's too large. Tennessee's a good team. They will not be able to stop Alabama's offense, and that's my problem with it, as I feel like Ryan Williams can get whatever he wants on the outside. Simpson's having a great year throwing. You look at the running game there. I feel like, and this isn't the same Alabama defense that we've talked about in years past.
No.
Because Tennessee's going to score some points, but I definitely think Alabama wins this game by double digits.
410-583-1057 is the number. More from Jeremy on his picks at 9:30 in Daily Line. But on the other side, WJZ-TV's own Rick Ritter joins us. No Ravens, but some Eagles, some Philly drama. He's going to talk about it up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
9:15 in the a.m. on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Rob Long, Jeremy gone. Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, courtesy of the Window Nation Hotline, he is Rick Ritter. Rick, what's going on, man?
Ooh, a little Motown Philly. That's what I like to hear.
I'm probably going to lose a lot of people with this right now, but, you know, I was never a big Boyz II Men fan.
And I hate you already.
What?
I was not.
Are you I was there that? When the water ran dry.
I didn't
like.
I was
there making love to you tonight.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I was there yesterday, Rob.
Girl, all those nights you ran out on me with that other fella.
Hold on.
I didn't care.
If you want to talk
about... What the hell are you talking about, man?
That goon and soft-ass deep voice.
Come
baby.
On.
I knew you slept with my brother and my best friend. I don't care. Yeah.
We can bond, Jeremy.
I felt them laying next to me.
Rick,
I just rolled over.
Rick, this is the end of the road for me and Rob.
This is it. You guys are done. After everything you've been through, you're going to let this derail you guys?
Yeah, this is it. I always tell my music taste in a group or a singer by going to my Apple Music. So let's go Boyz II Men here. Let's see how many Boyz II Men songs I have in my phone real quick.
Boyz II Men.
Let me find Boyz II Men. I have
One Sweet Day.
Four Boyz II Men songs in my phone.
I got all of them.
The way you were talking, I didn't know if you were going to have any. So
I'll
pick four from you.
I said never a big fan. I appreciate them. I respect their talent, but I wasn't going to a Boyz II Men concert unless they were with somebody else.
Can I give you one for me?
Yeah, wait.
That's kind of how I feel about Jay-Z. I like him. I think he's good. I think he's one of the best. It's just not my cup of tea. Oh, you going to leave now? Hold on. You just dissed four guys, and I dissed one. I'm just not like, I don't think he's bad. I think he's good. It's just not for me.
Man, don't even talk no more. We ain't talking hip hop.
This is why Ed isn't allowed to go out, because then it just brings all your problems between the two of you to the forefront.
He don't like Jay-Z?
Hold on.
You don't like Jay-Z?
I don't dislike Jay-Z. I'm not buying his albums. I'll get the singles I like, but that's about it. Yep. That's about it, Rob. Go ahead and talk.
I don't know how you're going to work through this.
I got 99 problems, and Jeremy is one of them right now.
Jeremy's every one of them for you right now.
Rick, you got some problems up in Philly. There's some drama going on with your Eagles. What's up?
Oh, man, it's like 2023 all over again. This offense just can't find its rhythm. I mean, look, it's tough. You got a guy calling plays who's never done it before, but at the same time, you have all the talent in the world sitting in front of you. And when you sit back and you watch Thursday night football last night, and you're watching Joe Flacco come into Cincinnati with two star receivers, barely even knows the playbook yet, and they have no problem getting the ball out quick and feeding their superstars, it makes it even more frustrating at that point. Supposedly, closed door meeting this week, the players aired it out, everything was good, the offensive coordinator's on the same page. It will be a telltale sign on Sunday where this team is and the direction that they're heading for the rest of the season. For everybody who forgets, back in 2023, what did they start? They were 10-1.
Yep.
And then lost the last however many. So that's what it's, you know, bringing back memories of. Hopefully that's not the case, though. Also, too, on the offensive line, a lot of people don't realize, even the superstars, they're banged up there, but the superstars aren't playing to their elite level. Lane Johnson, Jordan Mulata, considered two of the better tackles in the game. They're just not doing their thing right now. So it's tough when you're not getting protection up front, but still, you got to scheme it up for your guys, and that includes A.J. Brown. And just the fact that they can't find ways to get him the ball is mind-boggling, to say the least. Like, people should lose jobs if that's the case.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, what about as we look at Kansas City, did everybody write them off too soon? Because now Rice is coming back, Worthy's healthy, and here we are again. And then they got the refs in their back pocket, which helps as well.
Y'all must have forgot.
Got the refs in the back pocket. That's what I was laughing at, though, because I feel like everybody was quick to write them off. And I'm like, wait a minute. Xavier Worthy's not in there. When you have a guy in there with that type of speed, he keeps the defense honest, and especially the secondary. Obviously, he can stretch the field, but he's another option out of the backfield with jet sweeps, you know, motion, screen passes, whatever it is. And then you get Rashee Rice back. And I think that people kind of forget how good Rashee Rice is and how good a chemistry him and Mahomes have. I mean, dude, he was getting targeted, 12 to 13 times a game. And you add him in now to a second year of Xavier Worthy. Offense seems like it's starting to click. Spagnuolo has the defense playing better now. They're a dangerous team. And to me, quite frankly, it's still their AFC. You've got to get through them to go where you want to go. And Kansas City looks as dangerous as anybody right now.
Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ-TV. Rick, earlier, a listener called in, and he talked about the Ravens got to put a better product on the field because people are paying their money and they have a bad product. And my response to him was, well, the product hasn't been out there because of injuries. his response was all these guys wouldn't play college football. I recall several years ago when we had a problem with stopping the run from the linebacker standpoint, we went out and got a guy by the name of Roquan Smith who solved that problem. So my thing is, why can't people understand all players aren't created the same? If so, you wouldn't have a first-team All-Pro, a second-team All-Pro, and no All-Pro.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great point. And, geez, you think about getting Roquan for that team back then and what that did for the rest of the season. I mean, just a move of that magnitude at the time. Think back. Everybody was saying that it was one of the best moves ever made in season for a defensive unit. Like, it was that good. And now you look at the way Roquan's playing right now and things are a little bit different. We don't need to get into that. But the thing that I think is health is key with this team. To me, any Ravens fan that is out there right now and is, you know, screaming, got to make a move. If you think that there's a single move that EDC can make right now that's just going to snap your finger and this team's going to gel, it's not the case. It's not going to happen. Like, the problems are a lot deeper than that, and it starts with the health. The offensive line is a shell of itself last year. Not like they were absolutely top tier last year, but they're a shell of themselves. To me, it's just he can't go out there and make a move that's going to have it all click. Health is key. The biggest thing on the offensive side of the ball, of course, is Lamar back. Next to Lamar, it's Pat Ricard. Because you get Pat Ricard in there, all of a sudden now, you can make up for that offensive line a little bit. You run a little 21 personnel. You got your fullback in there. He's in as an extra blocker. You got six guys blocking. It gives Lamar more time. It gives Derrick Henry more holes. Allows your guys on the outside. You have Bate and Zay out there. And if you keep Likely in there, to potentially create some mismatches. So Ricard back is huge. Now you jump over to the defensive side. The defense is playing better. Defense looked great to me in my mind last week. You go out and you hold a team like the Rams to 17 points. Hopefully they're clicking. You want to take the positive on that aspect. But coming into the season, I mean, look, you guys know that defensive line, the depth was not there. I was beating the drum for them to add on the edge all offseason, all summer long in training camp, and they didn't do it. To bank on a 33-year-old Kyle Van Noy, a second-round pick, a rookie getting adjusted, and Owe, who's not even with the team anymore, and we know how up and down he was, just wasn't realistic. Now, I think that they can go out there and make a move on the edge. It's definitely going to help. But if you think that that's going to be that one move to me, like Roquan was a couple of years ago, I just don't think it's realistic.
Let me ask you about the other really big game of this week. There's a couple of them, but I feel like Detroit and Tampa Bay, no Brian Branch after the suspension. But I know we've been talking about it for weeks. Baker Mayfield has to be in the conversation for MVP. He's playing like one.
Who I think the conversation is right now, who is MVP over Baker Mayfield? I would like to argue that with anybody. I mean, who do we think it would be? Is Mahomes up there, I guess, right now?
Allen's still up there.
I think if they keep winning, but Allen's still up there.
I said this is the weird year where I hope they give it to someone that's not a quarterback, because it always goes to a quarterback. Like, Puka just got hurt, but what if he broke all those records? What if Jonathan Taylor has 2,000 yards rushing?
I think if Atlanta can get to the playoffs and Bijan Robinson breaks the all-time –
Yeah, Bijan is a different animal.
All-time yards from scrimmage record, he could be a guy.
He's a beast. So, to me, Baker Mayfield is your MVP right now. What he has been able to do with that Tampa team, because they've been banged up too. He hasn't had all those receivers together for one game this season. If one's out and one's back, it's vice versa. Him and just a leader and what he does in the final 3 minutes of the game, leading the team down the field, putting them on his back, running the ball, you know, quick passes, getting rid of it, bombs down the sideline outside the number. Baker is one of the best stories in football this year, and if you're a football fan and that doesn't get you excited, there's something wrong with you, because, I mean, it's just been beautiful to watch. It's almost exciting as watching Flacco go in and do what he did last night. You root for guys like that.
I got a bonus question for you, bonus question. You're a Pennsylvania guy. What are folks right now, what is going on up in High Happy Valley? How frantic are they up there right now?
Dude, it becomes even more frantic because – when you're in anybody who likes the Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers, you're a Penn State fan. It's just, you were born and raised in Philly. That's just the way it works. Like, they're part of the family. So when you have the Eagles falling apart in front of your eyes, the Phillies had an epic collapse after the regular season that they had. The Sixers, I mean, just forget about it. Paul George is already going to miss the opener. We all know where this is headed. And the Flyers have been in poverty for years. So when you have Penn State now, a team that you can rely on for some consistent winning week in and week out, you know, they have three losses now. James Franklin is out. I mean, everybody's arms are up in the air. Cignetti's locked into IU. You guys saw that deal. So what is the next move? I think everybody's looking at Matt Rhule. Yeah, he's saying all the right things and whatnot, but the ties are there. It's deep. I figure that Rhule's at the top of that list. But maybe there's somebody that we're not even thinking about that is behind the scenes right now that they got their eyes on. It's really going to be interesting to see what happens with that, because I think that there is somebody besides Rule out there, and it's a name that we haven't even thought of.
Now, do you get a bye week, or you got some stuff going on?
Bye week. Bye week, man. Family time, making up for it. You guys know how important it is.
You deserve it, man. You deserve it. Hey, thanks.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Rick.
410-583-1057. I want to get this call because this is something that you and I were talking about during the break. George in Pasadena. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. I had to call in, and I always stick up for my guy, Flacco.
Huh?
You talked about how he never really threw for 4,000 yards. We were always a run first team, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And he had over-the-hill receivers that were brought in here every time. Derek Mason, Anquan Boldin was a beast while he was here, but he was on the other side, you know, the wrong side of his career.
No, he was not. Anquan Boldin had a 1,000-yard season before he came here and a 1,000-yard season when he left here. He was not on the wrong side of it. Joe Flacco's career passer rating is 84. Even if you don't throw the ball a lot, if you are a premier passer, your passer rating has to be higher than 84. It has to be.
Thing I was going to talk about, we are probably 3 drop touchdown passes away from being in 2 more Super Bowls.
Yeah. That doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame, though. Those are ifs. That's not getting you in.
I don't think that gets him in.
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
I'll guarantee that he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame. Because when you look at the, like, we have people saying that Phillip Rivers isn't a Hall of Famer, and go look at what he's compiled in his career.
He is.
Compared to what, people say Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer. He's got 2 rings.
Let me explain something to you. If Joe Flacco was that dude, they would have put better weapons around him. They invested in the running game because they knew that was the best way to win.
You know, the guy that got drafted with him is probably going to Hall of Fame, Matt Ryan.
Exactly. Hey,
he ran his own offense.
Daily Lion coming up. What you got?
Yeah, so last night hit on the Bengals. Had a couple of bad luck losses. My prop plays weren't great, but I have a ton for you today. There's 3 college football games, 2 baseball games. Don't have anything in the NHL, but I'll talk a little bit about what I like this weekend. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Flacco out of the gun. Chase has man outside left. Josibosh goes wide right. Locked left. Flacco checks down. He fires. Middle end zone caught. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Noah Fant. His second score of the season. The big man touchdown. And it's 26-17 Cincinnati. Infancy of the fourth quarter.
That's courtesy of Westwood One. Noah Fant's got to be excited about getting Joe Flacco because he loves throwing to the tight end.
Yeah, he does.
He loves throwing those jump balls. And when you got a big tight end like that, and you got big wide receivers, you saw what happened last night. We did get that right. I'm gladly taking the 5.5, but I thought the Bengals were a live dog. Picked them to win outright in our picks. Felt good about that. I felt good about Seattle last night until the 3rd inning as things just went awry there. I did hit the Dodgers under. What else did we have? We had, I missed out on the NHL game. I had the under, it went over, and the college football game. Oh, I was telling Rob about this. Someone, please explain this to me like I'm 5, but this is sour grapes for me because I wouldn't have won the game, but I would have pushed, I think. 4th and 8 on the 8-yard line. So it's 4th and goal from the 8. You're down 17 points with 1:50 left to go. What are you doing?
I'm going for it.
Yeah, you're trying to get a touchdown, right?
Yeah, because
if you have any shot of getting it, you need to get a touchdown there.
Exactly, you need a tutty.
Yeah. And they kicked the field goal to cover the spread and let it be.
Somebody on that coaching staff.
Some bitch, man.
Somebody on that coaching staff.
You got to be kidding me. Well, let me do this before I get into today's plays. I want to tell people, 2 tickets to My Chemical Romance. You can see them on August 18th at Nationals Park, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057. And Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Lots of fun stuff on there. You can watch the NFL and a ton of great shows. Tulsa King. Been watching that every week.
I'm from New York. How could they tell?
So, all right, let's get into the plays for today. So, here's what I like today, and then I'll talk a little bit about this weekend. I like the Mariners to bounce back against Toronto. I know it's an ugly button to click there because people are thinking Toronto's just totally taking momentum back. Bryce Miller's been better at home, and he was excellent in the first game against this Blue Jays team.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bryce Miller over 2.5 Ks. It may seem low, like that number, but I have him at 3.5 with the algorithm that I'm using.
No.
So I'm going to take that. But it is scary because if he gets in any trouble, he gets pulled. Because this is a Mariners team that doesn't want to lose all three games at home and have to go back to Toronto and win two. They can't afford that. I think the under looks good in that one, and I like the Mariners here would be my play. I do like the Brewers and Dodgers to go under. That's Shohei Ohtani, and then we will get some sort of a bullpen game from the Brewers yet again. I think Kyle Raleigh's good for over 1.5 bases today, and I like the Brewers and Jays to go under 3.5 runs scored in their game. All right, so some of the other things, NCAA, I told you I like Miami. I like the under in the UNC-Cal game. I like San Jose State and Utah State to go over, as I was telling people yesterday. If you go look at how many points were scored in these two teams' games, even when they were losing, scoring 25 points, they were giving up 44. These two teams don't play defense, and they can score. It seems like a high number. I don't think it's high enough, and I know it just dropped a couple of points, too. Like, I'll take the 61.5 for it to go over the total there. One of my favorite plays today to go along with the Mariners. Now, this weekend, lots of great stuff. We've kind of talked about it, and I'll throw out a few things that I'm highly interested in this weekend. I like Alabama. I like Duke. I think there's a lot of good spots that we can kind of take a look at this weekend and say, this is somewhere I want to attack because this slate looks great, even with all these top 25 matchups. I love a Mississippi-Georgia over. I think we see points there, especially with all the trash talk that's been going on. There were a couple other spots that I thought were just really, really interesting. Like, I didn't know what to do with Maryland. I would take them if you forced me to pick, but I'm not playing that game. I like Notre Dame. I disagree with, you know, I understand what most people are going to say. They're going to think that USC is coming in, great passing game. They've been fantastic, except when they have to leave their time zone. They did win a game against Purdue, but they didn't cover against them. Against Purdue, USC didn't cover.
Great, good teams win.
Great teams cover. And I'm going to take Notre Dame in this running game because I feel like in the second half, they're going to be pulling away with that. But I do, for anybody that can bet a college prop, I do like Mekhi Lemon to go over his yardage receiving. But you can't do that in Maryland. But again, just to go back to it, I think those are some interesting plays. Alabama and Duke being two of my favorites. You talked about me liking South Carolina. I think that's a good spot. I think Arkansas might be a live dog against A&M, but I'm not touching it. What?
Poor guy.
What?
They're gonna bite you in the ass.
What, South Carolina?
They do it.
I don't need them to win. I just need them to lose by less than 6. And I'm golden, pony boy. All right, let's go to NFL. The NFL this weekend, lots of great plays, things to look at. I think we see points in Sunday night. That's the Falcons game. I think that's the highest scoring game of the weekend. I think the Chiefs boat race the Raiders. I think Minnesota is a live dog. I was telling Rob, like, this London game, I like the Rams. Maybe we see points there. Maybe that's the route you take. And anybody that's willing to listen to me, I'll tell you, there ain't no reason the Carolina Panthers should be favored by anybody, favored over anybody on the road. I'm not saying they're not a better team than the Jets. It's still a road game, and until Carolina wins one of those, I don't see a reason they should be favored. Can't tell me the Jets can't win this game. They should have beat the Steelers in week one. Give me the Jets plus the point there. And lastly, I think Denver is going to handle the New York football Giants. True road test, real road test for Jackson Dart, who did look good in New Orleans. He didn't look bad, but this is a different environment, I think, with a team that has visions of going to the playoffs. So there you go.
Jeremy,
mm-hmm?
Newsflash. There's only one New York Giant.
What?
You don't have to say New York football Giants. New York Giants.
The New York football Giants.
The Giants moved to San Francisco for baseball.
It was the Packers of Green Bay and the Giants of New York. It was so exhilarating. They kicked an oblong pigskin through an upright H.
Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you feel?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Look, Rob, this UCLA game, all the games are big because you're trying to get bowl eligible. Loxley's trying to get some, you know, stability with the program. But with the pen, just based on my experiences of understanding where kids go, stuff like that, they go anywhere. But if you can string together wins, like this UCLA game, it's not ginormous, but it's kind of huge, and here's why. Because when things break down up in Happy Valley, these kids down here see that, and then they will look out. Right now, they got reason to look elsewhere. Franklin ain't there. Okay, well, they look like they're in disarray. And these kids read the tea leaves, and I'm telling you, if we can get a win up at UCLA, it will go a long ways in the recruiting wars, which we've always had. Maryland has always had with Penn State, so that's a huge, that game. If I'm coaching, that game becomes bigger because I'm like, if I can kick their ass, all the kids, all eyes on College Park, and they're not competing with Penn State right now. Penn State ain't got no coach. So you got the upper hand. If he can kick a win off, he got a big-time quarterback, that kid can play. I've seen that up close and personal, unfortunately. If they can get a win, it might be a big thing for recruiting. So that's all I got to say. Y'all be good.
You too, Ed. Appreciate that. Good point.
By the way, I couldn't stop laughing. I forgot about this. When Aaron Rodgers threw the touchdown pass last night, and he was celebrating running down the field, and his offensive lineman tackled him from behind trying to celebrate with him. And he, get off me, man! He touched me! He gets so angry, and he jumps up. He's so pissed off. And I get it. You're 40 years old coming off an Achilles injury, man. What are you doing? But it was so funny. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. The look on his face is priceless.
Somebody yelled at Jalen Warren?
Yeah.
For the flea flicker?
I saw that.
What are you doing?
He does not hold back.
No, he does not. That's why I like him. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to this story about a Missouri restaurant.
Jesus.
Missouri restaurant gets even with a Dine and Dasher who tried to pay for burgers and sides with, you know, what everybody has, a $1,000 bill. And ironically, on this $1,000 bill that he showed.
Who's on it?
Benjamin Franklin. He's on the $100 and the $1,000 bill.
All about the Benjamins, baby.
Somebody printed an extra zero on it. It just looks so stupid. And everybody knows that's fake. Why are you even going to try this?
Do you know who was on the real $1,000 bill?
Was it... hold on. I think I do know this. I'm not going to sit here and waste your time. Who was it?
Grover Cleveland.
Ah.
Yes.
From the first or second term?
Yeah.
Oh.
They got it from the second time.
Ah, good, good. Michael's Bar and Grill,
you know,
in Manchester.
Who's a $1,000 food stamp?
Who?
Grover Washington.
I think I've had those
in my
lifetime.
That's right. I have too.
That's all Rob.
And that's, and that's the encore for the day.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting watching MLB Network, and you see Cito Gaston up there. People in Baltimore hate Cito Gaston. And you and I were talking that story,
how could he warm Mike Messina up and not put him in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from players that he didn't warm Mike Messina.
No, Mike did it because he wasn't getting him ready.
Yeah, he was. Hey, I'm gonna show you up.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at it, but yeah, that's not quite. I didn't know. Cito still looks good though, man.
Yeah,
right? He still looks good.
Yeah. I mean, I look about his age.
Two-time World Series champ.
Oof.
That's back when Toronto went from Bobby Cox left there to go to Atlanta, right? Didn't Bobby Cox take the GM job in Atlanta first?
I don't remember.
And then came down to be the manager? I think that's how that went.
Well, I was going to, so another side note here, something I was going to say to you. I saw that Patrick Mahomes is the favorite right now to win the MVP. Followed by Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and the thing I told you, number 10 on that list?
Lamar.
At 35-1 is Lamar.
He played in 3 weeks. He's still one of the favorites to
it's
win
crazy.
That. It is. Well, that's how people know how dominant he is. I think that's somebody Vegas anticipating, well, yeah, you know he's coming back, right? He's going to come back and he's going to be Lamar. And if the Ravens turn, think about this. If the Ravens go 9-2 down a stretch and get into the playoffs, he's going to be top five MVP. He has to be, unless they don't go 9-2.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to look at it unless someone else is standing out there. How crazy would that be?
Dude, what did I say his passer rating was this year?
Like 130
something? 130, which is ridiculous, by the way.
And he has the highest passer rating in the history of the league.
Yeah, and his career highest in the league. This year, before he left, he had a 130.5 passer rating with 10 touchdowns and one interception. So if he comes back and picks up where he left off, completing 72% of his passes, Jeremy. Wow. Boy, good.
That boy, good. Good and terrible.
Man. I wish we had a quarterback.
I just think it's funny that still people don't want to admit he's one of the best players in the league, if not the best.
I think he's the best player in the league.
I do too.
Bar none. I think he along with Josh Allen are the most important players to the team.
I mean, you got to put Mahomes in there too, right? Mm. You have to.
I guess.
I mean, the success that he's had, like, again, when you start debating on who's greater in the aspect of, like, right now or over their career, it's a hard argument to make. Like, you can think there was a better wide receiver than Jerry Rice. Let me hear your argument, and then I'll give you the Jerry Rice argument, and then see who's right.
Randy Moss.
I think Randy Moss was a more talented guy. But if we put up accolades and we started talking about what they've done in their careers.
Let me ask you this. Out of the three, Allen, Lamar, and
Mahomes.
What coach do you think is more impactful to their quarterback?
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. Andy Reid.
That's why sometimes, and I'm not going to lie to you, I will confess today, sometimes I take a little from them because of the Andy Reid factor.
Okay.
Sometimes I do. And I hate to do it, but sometimes I do.
Sean McDermott's an incredible motivator.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
You know, those guys that were flying on 9/11, they had a lot of courage.
Oh, my goodness.
He is such a Richard, man.
Yeah, whenever that's his go-to whenever they need a big pull. It's like, hey, do you think about what those guys were doing? What did they sacrifice? Jesus.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What I learned today. Today is a couple of national days. Today is National Black Poetry Day. You know, the famous black poets like Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, Langston Hughes, all those guys. Not Eddie Murphy talking lonely on a summer night. Not that one. Today is also National Mammogram Day. Today is National, if you're playing golf today is National Mulligan Day.
Hmm.
And, of course, National Pasta Day. I like, before I get to the sports birthdays, wish my buddy Carl Weber happy birthday. Carl's my dude. One of the coolest dudes in Essex. Carl, enjoy your day today. Today would have been Don Coryell's birthday. Also, Steve McMichael would have celebrated a birthday today. Danny Ferry, Marylander, Duke guy, turns 59 today. And Ernie Els turns 56 today. Joe, John Mabry, coach of the Baltimore Orioles, and John Rocker, share birthday today. Who's
racist.
Older?
Oh, God.
John Rocker, racist.
It's got to be.
Huh?
how is it even close? Like, John Rocker was in his 30s in the late 90s.
Okay, so who?
All right, I guess John. No, Mabry. Mabry's older.
You going Mabry being
older? Yeah.
I'll go Mabry.
You going Mabry? John Rocker today turns 51. Very good, gentlemen. John Mabry turns 55.
Okay.
He's only a year older than me.
Whew. I went to a fortune teller. I knocked on the door. She said, "Who's there?" So I left.
There you go. What a ripoff.
I'm a fisherman. I'm dating a mermaid. I met her online. Got fired from a sperm bank. Every time someone walked in, I'd say, "Get a load of this guy." I'm sorry, but we don't hire people that can foresee the future. We're a nonprofit organization. Profit. P-R-O-T-H-E-T.
We got you.
I'm not usually one to brag, but I just finished a jigsaw puzzle in 4 days. The box said 3 to 5 years. Dumb. Today, I caught my neighbor stealing my socks off my clothesline. I was going to confront him, but I got cold feet. My wife asked me why I wanted to be cremated. I told her it's because my last hope for a smoking hot body. 90% of bald people still own a comb, but they can't part with it. At the airport, my friend suggested we disguise ourselves as luggage. I said, "Let's not get carried away." And lastly, I was on a flight with my three kids when a lady asked, "Are all those your kids?" I replied, "No. I work for a condom company. These are the customer complaints."
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.